Well, Mike has found rotation. He's found a group of guys that play well in time and score, because so much of what happens is putting guys in a position where they can flourish, and the right mix of guys who complement each other. And it was kind of difficult because, like Vinny said, Mike was throwing five or six new guys into a rotation that was six or seven strong last year. And so everyone's game has to adjust a little bit. You see Steve's picked it up in some areas. Sean's, you know, playing defense on smaller guys. And so Mike's been fine-tuning things. And in the meantime, we've been growing as a team. Now, that means some of the guys haven't been playing as much as they would like, but, I mean, it's the same end result, that we're getting better and we're winning games.
Well, let's talk about conditioning, because I think it makes sense. If the knock on the team besides defense in the middle, and with Amari back, that should make a difference, but it makes sense with the style that you play, where you are running and outrunning teams, that you're going to get tired. And so when you increase that hub of players, that core, from 6 to 7 to 8 to 9, it's got to help you in the playoffs and long term.
Oh, definitely. Long term is the vision. In the short term, I mean, guys can get it done. They can play 35 minutes a night with 6 or 7 guys. But as we get into February, March, and April, bodies start to wear down. And you normally see the teams with the deepest bench and the deepest core of players, they succeed. I mean, because you expect injuries to happen. You expect, you know, guys to be a little tired, especially playing the way we play. I mean, we ourselves get tired. That's the only way we can get better, is to push ourselves to that limit. So the more players we can get in that mix, and the sooner we can get them all in the fold, I think the better it is for us long term.